Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Hey, Laura Permaly.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
Laura Permaly is my name.
Okay, can I have the zip code that'd be associated with it?
85224.
You said 85224?
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for that name, ma'am.
But the credit card you charge, the zip code is 85226. Are you there?
Can you mind you apologize? I'm looking for that name. I'm looking for that name still, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
And being the house as soon as it's done. But would you be open to maybe like urban estate?
Okay, what did you say?
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently looking for that name.
Yeah, you can assist me because you guys charged my credit card. I never authorized that. I want that charge reversed and the subscription canceled. Do you hear me?
Hey, ma'am, can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today, please?
Yeah, 1750 West Boston Street, Chandler, Arizona, 85224, apartment 1119.
Hey, ma'am, I'm looking for that name.
What?
I'm looking for that account, ma'am. And you said that city for that address was 1750 W Boston Street, correct?
Yes.
Can't look at the information today.
What?
I've located an account with that information today.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can barely.
I've located an account with that information today, ma'am.
Okay.
Allow me just a moment to review it real quick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I see this is in regards to the Bites Hub, ma'am.
It's in regards to what?
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that you have an account today.
Can
you hear me better now, ma'am?
A little bit,
hello?
But you're very echoed. Yes.
So I've located an account with that information today, and that is with Bites Hub, ma'am. What that is for, it was a meal planning app. So this app helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out your cravings for carbs and sugar.
Immediately. I want it canceled, and I want my money back. I never agreed to that charge.
I do apologize. Do you remember entering a contest online for like a Dyson vacuum that would have allowed you to place the order.
Okay, I don't want this. Cancel this subscription immediately. And I want my refund back to my credit card or I'm going to file a dispute with them.
Thank you. Your mom, do you apologize? The charge is a valid charge as it was stated in the terms and conditions when you signed up.
I didn't know what I was signing up for.
I apologize, ma'am. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions when you entered that contest, ma'am. But I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you today. I do want to let you know I do want to let you know I will be more than happy to assist you with getting that taken care of for you today. I do see you are eligible, though, for a $20 monthly service versus the
amount for the... $49.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and get this account canceled out for you, ma'am. Please stay on the line while I cancel your account out, ma'am. Working on your cancellation, ma'am. Please stay on the line.
Did you cancel it?
I am working on the cancellation, ma'am. Please stay on the line. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. Please stay on the line. I'm working on your cancellation. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm. And I'll need the email confirmation that it's canceled.
I'll provide you with the cancellation number shortly. Please stay in line.
What?
I will provide you with the cancellation number shortly, ma'am. Please stay on the line. I'm still here, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm working on the cancellation. I'm almost done with the cancellation for you. Instagram. I've got the account closed out. Have your cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Hold on. And I won't be charged anything else, right?
Your account's canceled out, ma'am.
Go ahead and give me that number.
Cancellation number is going to be, see like in Charlie, 920-4310.
C is in Charlie, 920-4310, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the whole number? Hello?
That's correct, ma'am. The account's closed down.
C is in Charlie, 920-4310 is the complete number, correct?
C like in Charlie, 920-4310-64.
Okay, and then I would like to refund it. I never even use that. I don't plan on it. So if you can help me with that part, I need you to get me through to a supervisor, please.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. That charge is a valid charge, ma'am.
No, that's okay. That's not what I asked you. I asked you if you can assist me to please get me through to a supervisor.
Ma'am, they will explain the exact same thing. That charge is valid, but your
account's
closed
out,
ma'am.
That's okay. They can explain it to me.
Thank you for calling customer support.
No, they can explain it. Please get me a manager or supervisor.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. I will go ahead and try to locate a supervisor that can assist you with the rest of the call, but they will explain that that charge is a valid charge. Please stand in the line, Mark.
No, I didn't even know,
supervisor.
And it said free for 7 days, and then you charge my card.
I will go ahead and get
complete.
A supervisor on the phone so you can speak with them, and they can explain that to you as well. Please stand in the line. I'm locating a supervisor can assist you. Please stand in line.
Like to have
and must have. We're hoping the upstairs pushes are over the edge. Oh my goodness. I'm still here, ma'am. I've located a supervisor to assist you with the rest of the call, so please stay on the line while I go ahead and get the call set up for you. Okay, I'm still here. I'm just getting the call set up to transfer you. Please stay in line. Also to transfer you. Please stay in line. Okay, I have your call set up to transfer you over to the supervisor, and you can speak with them, so you can speak with them shortly. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a very wonderful day. Beginning transfer now to the supervisor. They will be assisting you further on this call.